Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Oh, I've got someone on the line for you.
Who have you got?
Well, it's come from a very, 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 very long way away, so you might not be able to hear him.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
It's only Santa.
Good afternoon, Santa.
Oh, good afternoon. Good afternoon, both of you.
Now, you must be getting very busy in this last week before Christmas.
Oh, yes. This is the time of year when I'm at the very busiest. And it's all going well, though, is the good news. Everything's under control. Rudolph is out there polishing his nose, and we've got the sleigh all set up, and the elves tell me that toy production is well in hand, so we're doing very well here.
Oh, that's good. Have you got an electric sleigh this year?
Oh, no. We stick to good old reindeer power. We're not wasting time with any of this modern nonsense.
Good for you.
And so there's plenty of toys to go around this year, because it's going to be a busier year than ever for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, it gets busier every year. It really, really does. But yes, we've got plenty of toys. We've got the elves all hard at work making everything that everybody's asked for and trying their best to make sure every child out there gets something they're really going to love this Christmas.
Ooh, that's exciting, isn't it? Have you got anything on your sleigh for me, or is it a secret?
Oh, I couldn't possibly say. You don't spoil the surprises for Christmas morning. But as long as you're on the nice list this year, you can be hopeful.
I can only hope, can't I?
No, oh, we all can. I'm sure you've made it onto the nice list this year, Maggie.
Can we ask the people to leave a few things out for you and Rudolph?
Oh, yes, of course you can. Yes, well, Rudolph, as you know, is incredibly partial to a carrot left out. And you know me, I'll take mince pies, I'll take cookies, I'll take a glass of milk, and a little bit later in the evening, I might even take a little glass of something a bit stronger.
You've got to be careful, though, haven't you? You don't go off track.
Oh, I have to be careful, but luckily Rudolph does most of the hard work out on the sleigh, making sure we end up in the right place. All I have to do is make sure I don't leave the wrong presents.
This is true, yeah. And he knows his way home as well, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. And obviously, I mean, he's our guiding light, as it were. He's much better than a sat-nav.
So, you know, it's Friday's Christmas Eve, so you must be very nearly ready, mustn't you?
Oh, it's always the same, though, isn't it? We think we're all ready, and then there's just a couple of days to go, and we suddenly find the other page of the nice list that we'd missed, and so we're all in a bit of a rush getting those last-minute bits sorted. And I tell you what, it doesn't matter how many times we polish up the sleigh, the elves will keep going till Christmas Eve, just to make sure that if you catch a glimpse out of your windows as we go through the sky, you'll get the very best of views.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, you have got a lot of ground to cover, don't you, over that period?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's quite a night. I mean, we're lucky. We do have to take into account the rotation of the Earth. And of course, we've got a couple of little secrets that we can't share with everybody. But yes, we will. We'll be travelling pretty fast that night.
I think you would, too.
And of course, once you're done and dusted, you can get home for your Christmas dinner, can't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, Mrs. Claus, she does a fantastic job. We get home and she takes care of all of us, all the elves. We have a great big Christmas dinner with everybody to celebrate and to thank all the elves for all of their hard work throughout the last few months getting everything ready.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, because we always look forward to your visit every year.
And we appreciate everything you do.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And all you can do, all everybody has to do to show how much they appreciate what I do, is just make sure you work hard to stay on that nice list.
Oh, yes. All year round, of course.
Okay, well, we'll let you get back to you won't be polishing the slates, the elves, but you get back to supervising everything. And thank you for sparing a few moments of your time, Santa.
Oh, well, thank you so much to both of you. And can I just say a massive Merry Christmas to both of you and to all of your listeners. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.